So guys, today what we're gonna be doing is the dash. We're gonna make the Battle Cat robot thingy dash. Gonna start with a quick explanation. Give me a good color. Oh wait, I can't
read.
Yeah, I know. I knew it's gonna be purple. All right. So game screen. Random dinosaur thing. Okay, yeah, that looks like a camel, but it's the dinosaur.
It's a beautiful camel.
Thank you. I know. Anything I make is beautiful. All right, now I can't remember what we're doing. Oh yeah, we're doing the dash. So when X is pressed, let's say X is the key to dash, your player is gonna speed up this way so that it can dash. But at the same time, your obstacles and your platforms are all going to be moving this way. So let's say that's an obstacle. It's going to be moving this way. And this is so that your player doesn't eventually sort of go off the screen when it dashes too much this way and the obstacles aren't moving. Yeah, so that's why obstacles have to move as well, and the platforms. So now we're going to get to the building part, and Jason's going to take over this part.
Alright, so now what we'll want to do is we want to add an event for when the user does click the X key. So just keyboard on press code and then we want to
on key press
on key press, and then we want to do the X key.
So just press the X key and it'll appear here.
Done. And now what we want to do is we want to now set the speed of our objects. So first of all, we will change the player speed to go player, and then we want to change the maximum speed. So 99 platform. Platform set maximum speed. And we want to set it to 600. It's just a number, 600. It doesn't matter. You can change it. You can make it 1,000.
What about 420?
Yeah, we can make it 420.
Nah, it's too slow. What about like that?
No.
Too fast?
Yeah. Okay. And leave it at 600. Right, and because we're making our player 600, we want to make all the other objects equal to 600 as well. So we want to. So next, we'll add the block speed to block, and then we want to set the bullet speed to 600.
Bullet speed?
Or set speed? Yeah.
Oh yeah, there we go.
600. And we want to do the same for the obstacles, so that they're all like keeping in time to like with each other. So that one isn't going faster than the other, so go set speed 600. So now after, we don't want the player to keep like dashing, we don't want them to keep going at 600. So what we want to do is after a certain period of time, we want to reset it back to the normal speed that it was currently at. So we want system, we want to wait. So system, and then there's a wait function. And we want to set it to 0.3 seconds.
Yeah. Depending on how long you want it to dash.
Yeah, you can make it longer, you can make it shorter, it doesn't really matter. We're going to set it to 0.3. So now what we want to do is we want to reset the speeds of the objects. So player, we'll set it back to 300. So set max speed, 300.
Okay.
Yeah. And then same with block. So block, set speed, 300. And obstacle, set speed. No, there's animation.
Oh my bad. So it has to be bullet.
Yeah, it has to be bullet. And we're done. Now let's test it. So click run. Now click X. See, now you can see everything's kind of moving up, but then it's resetting back to the normal speed.
Yep, so it's dashing.
Yeah.
It's a bit hard to see on here, but if you try it on yours, it should be getting a short, like, speed burst.
Yeah. And that's it. We're pretty much done for this.
Cool.